Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all you Blog Talk listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. Hope you all had a wonderful week. I know for me that a lot happened, and I'm really enjoying and getting some feedback from my listeners of doing like a recap of what's happened in my life in the past week, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from people saying that they really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, a lot of my listeners aren't enjoying that I switched to Friday, because I used to do my shows on Saturdays, and I know that people are working during the week, you know, usually 8 to 5 jobs, but for my life, it's so much easier for me to do Friday. So I just want to remind everyone that you can actually download these episodes on for podcast. So you actually can put them on your iPods, iPhones, computers. I think you can actually get them from iTunes, and I think they're free. I believe they are free. I don't quote me on that, but I think they are. So don't ask me how to do it, but I know you can. You could probably just YouTube it or Google it. So yeah, I apologize if you can't tune in live, but it's so much easier for me. You know, I get my Fridays now, so that's really nice. So yeah, I'm loving my new schedule, working Monday through Thursday with private appointments, and then using Friday for the radio show, catching up on homework, whatever. I have events coming up on Friday. I think next Friday I'm going to do a group reading in Michigan for a book club. Let's see. I have more events coming up on Saturdays and Sundays. A couple of days ago, we filmed again for Michiana Paranormal Investigations at the WNIT studio in South Bend. It's always really exciting because you have all these cameras. There's like 4 or something. And they're like moving them and like zooming in. And they're telling you like how to sit and like where to look and how to speak. It's like, it's so crazy. It's like, oh my God, this is like for real. This is really happening. It's more than just making a YouTube video at home with like your camera on your laptop or something. So it's really cool. I love doing the show with MPI. It's really, really great. We have a meeting tonight at Lisa's house. I absolutely adore that woman. She is so nice and funny, and she's actually the head of the math department, I believe, at Notre Dame University. So she's like a big shot, okay? In this area, if you're working for Notre Dame or if you go to Notre Dame, it's a big deal. So anyway, it's really cool. So we're really glad to have Lisa on our team. So yesterday I got almost everything done that I wanted to get done. I got my homework done for the week. I've got A's on every assignment so far in school. I've done lots of networking. Oh my goodness, so many people have been contacting me about events. I don't know why. I don't know if it's suddenly, oh my God, the end of the year is approaching and we need to do more stuff. Maybe like they just have funds just sitting around that they use to just hire people at the end of the year. I have no idea about all of the politics involved in all these community events. Maybe you guys know more than I do. I mean, I just get told what to do and I just show up and I do readings. I don't know about all the politics and all the business side of it. So I have no idea. But for whatever reason, people decide to hire me towards the end, apparently, of the year. I've been eating well. I've been maintaining a good diet. Except yesterday I had Chinese. But listen, and my classes are till 8 p.m. So I'm not gonna lie. At the end of 8 p.m., at the end of the day, I'm a little hungry. Okay, especially when I'm eating lunch at about like 3:30, and then I have to sit through class from 5:30 to 8. I'm gonna be hungry. All right. So listen. Yeah. And then my trainer's been working with me. He's been mentioning like what to eat. Alex, I absolutely love that dude. He's so awesome. Keeps me on track. Just really great. Very motivating man. I even signed up to take the Japanese language proficiency test. So a lot of you listeners may not know that I actually speak Japanese, Nihongo Hanashimasemas. So yeah, I'm able to speak Japanese, and that'll be really cool. So I can add that certification to my folder in my office. I took down all my certificates on my wall, and my picture on my Facebook page shows all of them up. But now they're actually all down because we, you know, a lot of our clients, you know, they aren't as fortunate to be able to have those opportunities, education, or to be able to do it. And so my belief is if I have that opportunity, it's almost like a responsibility because other people don't have those opportunities. So who am I, you know, as a privileged white man, American, to be like, oh, yeah, I have all these opportunities, but I'm just going to sit around and not take them. Like, no, I'm going to do it. And then try to give back and try to help out the other people who aren't so fortunate to have those opportunities. That's my personal belief. You know, I don't expect that from anybody else. But this is my show, and I'm allowed to talk about my beliefs. So, you know, that's pretty much what's been happening. So, yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm really excited actually about the JLPT. I've been talking about it for years, but now I finally have time, and I finally, 'cause there's like a freaking window to sign up to take this test. It's only open for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something, maybe not even 4 weeks, of like being able to sign up to take this test. So every freaking year since like my freshman year in college, so we're talking about 5 years now, I've missed the deadline to sign up to take the freaking test. So I finally got it. Finally, after 5 years. So I'm just, all right, end of rant. But yeah, I'm really excited to take that. I do have some bad news. So for all my listeners in the Michiana area, unfortunately, our event that was hosted by MPI for our Halloween event at the State Theater is no longer happening for reasons that are beyond all of us. Somehow the state has managed to not pay their taxes for about like 2 or 3 years or something, and there have back taxes. So the city finally said, no, enough is enough. If you're not going to pay your dues, you're not going to be open. So it's really, really sad because the State Theater is like, it's a great theater, but it was very affordable. Okay. So a lot of people in the South Bend area are really, really bummed about it. I mean, the shows were like 5, 10, 15, maybe $20 at tops. And the only other theater that I know of in the area is the Morris, and those tickets are like really pricey. You know what I mean? So it's really, really sad that happened. So we're trying to find a new place. I'm sure we'll get it. We have, you know, a month and a half to plan, so that's what's happening. Give me a few more minutes to talk about everything that's happening because everybody really wants to know about, you know, just checking in, what's going on. and then I'll take my first caller and do a reading, and then we can talk about what do we mean by energy. Because energy is just like a super fascinating topic. Everyone throws that word around, but no one really, I mean, no one understands it really. Like even the top researchers can tell you that we don't exactly know what energy is. We have an idea, but it's unmeasurable, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But yeah, it's just something that escapes all of us. So, oh. Anyway, speaking of taxes, I got all mine squared away. I have a freaking book, and I have my small business representative Tracy, who does all of that. So I just show her my book, and she actually comes up with like Excel sheets and stuff. I'm like, it's so crazy. I'm like, oh my God, you're like willing to do this? And she said, yeah. And it's just such a blessing to have her in my life. It really is, for her to be able to keep track of all my finances and all that. It's really, really nice. Let's see. I'm on top of my research. We are presenting in October. Officially done my part. All I have to do is write like the methods section, which is really easy. It's like the easiest section. I don't care. I said, let me be last author. I don't need this. You know, I'm in grad school already. I, you know, run my own successful business as an LLC. I don't need to be first or second author. You know, it's just something I'm doing on the side for fun. And because I think it's important to give back, you know, I mean, that's just my philosophy, you know, I really do. So, you know, if I can do it, why not? I feel like if, you know, I should. On a really, really happy note, the friendship dinner I hosted last week was awesome. So I had six or seven, I can't remember how many of my friends come over, and I made them a giant dinner. So I made thighs with shake and bake and stuffing and potatoes from scratch. I made a stir fry from scratch. Just a wonderful time. Bought some wine, and I just had everybody come over and just meet each other. It's just great. I think it's really important to let your friends know how appreciated they are, you know. And everyone just had a good time. We were a little drunk, not gonna lie. So, but they stayed after and played Cards Against Humanity for a while. So I'm pretty sure they burned off those drinks, because like every hour or something, you burn off a drink, if I'm remembering correctly, to our high school like health wellness class. But yeah, so they seemed pretty good. This Sunday is my mom's aunt's and brother's birthday. Yeah, my mom and aunt are twins, and they were born on the 18th, and my mom had my brother on her birthday on the 18th. Fun fact, my dad and my uncle are also twins. So I know people are always like, what would be really weird is if the other twins got together. I was like, yeah, that would be really, really weird. But thank God that didn't happen, because I'm hoping my Uncle Greg doesn't listen to this, because my aunt, I don't think my Uncle Greg is her type. But anyway, yeah, so it was a great friendship dinner. So excited for the birthdays on Sunday. I decided to get them berries delivered from Sherry's Berries. So they're strawberries dipped in like this delicious chocolate with all these patterns and things to put on the strawberries. And I got them flowers from FTD Flowers. So they actually deliver like a bouquet to their house, which is really freaking awesome. And then I got some presents. I got my mom a ring, and I'm going to get my aunt and a t-shirt, and my brother a gift card, because my brother, I don't know if I said this before, he's actually, he has Asperger's. He's high functioning, autistic, and he just wants money. He doesn't care about clothes. He doesn't care about, you know, he likes food, but he doesn't have the resources to be able to get his food, so he doesn't drive. He doesn't have a car. So he wants money. So I said, all right, I'm not giving you money, but I'll get you a gift card. So anyway, that's all happening. So that's pretty much it. I know it's a lot. Yeah, I could keep going on. This is my life every week, everybody, just letting you know. So I'm ready to take the first caller. So let's go ahead and do a reading and get this show started. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Well, hello. This is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for tuning in. And where are you calling from?
Sunny Florida.
Oh, is it sunny over there today?
It's sunny, yes. It's a gorgeous day.
Oh, my God, you might be seeing me over there soon. I'm just saying. It's really cloudy, and it's a bit chilly up here in Indiana, actually. So,
oh,
that's,
aw,
yeah,
I'll send you some
I know.
Sunshine. Feel the rain coming.
Thank you, Julie. All right. So, Julie, I like this theme that I've been doing with my callers. I like them to ask a question. Now, I realize I haven't talked about the topic energy yet, but if you have a question for me or about, like, what I do or something like that, I like to start off with the question, and then I'll go straight into a reading for you, okay?
Okay. Well, the funny thing I'm sorry, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry, Julie. You're fine. So I was going to say, if you have a question, just go ahead. It's fine.
Well, it's funny because you were just talking about birthdays, and that's why I'm calling. Today is my birthday. I'm 55.
Oh, my gosh. Happy
birthday. So this is
a birthday
present for me. Woohoo!
Well, that is, like, that makes it all the better. Like, I no. If everyone would call on their birthday, that would just make it all so much more fun.
There you go.
But,
let's celebrate.
All right, well, yeah, no, thank you so much. I feel so really blessed and privileged that you would tune in on your birthday, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I mean, you are most deserving of a reading. So give me a second here.
Oh, thank you.
And I am going to connect to you, and we'll see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see what's happening. Okay, let me see here. Okay. So, I mean, I think this is you just on a normal day. so I actually, well, no, you have a very positive energy, Julie. I feel very smiling with you. My heart kind of lifts up as I connect to you. Just very, very great person.
Okay.
Here. Now, this is really important, okay? So, I heard the word ready. So, when I hear the word ready when I'm reading someone, it means that you're really, like, ready to take the next step and to start moving forward with your life, okay? So, a lot of people, you know, they're stuck or they're scared to, like, move forward. But you, I feel like you're really ready to get going, okay?
Yep.
So, yeah, I just want to thank you so much for being brave to be able to do that in your life, because a lot of people just can't, you know, they just can't do it. I do feel that there is some stress going on, so my head feels, it hurts a bit, so that usually means that someone's got some stress or anxiety, but I actually see a down arrow, so I feel like you're going to be pretty good with your stress. You're going to be able to manage it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I realize this is your birthday, so your stress probably isn't there today, but tomorrow I'm sure it's going to be coming back. But I do see you being able to deal with it and for it to be going down. Let me see here. I'm not sure where this comes in. There is a connection here to healthcare, and I'm not sure how that comes in. Is that what you do? Or do you work in healthcare, or how are you connected to the healthcare? Because there is a connection here to healthcare.
Well, it's funny because what you're saying about taking the next step and there being stress, that's right on point, because I'm, you know, as I said, I'm 55 today, and I'm basically starting over. I divorced and moved, and everything is new and different. So, yeah, there's a lot of stress about, you know, oh, my gosh, I'm 55. Can I do this? You know, so I'm looking at, like, relocating, finding my own place, looking for employment. So healthcare might be the, you know, the area for me to explore, because, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that, yeah, okay. So, like, when I said you're ready to, like, start your life, like, you're literally making, like, okay.
Yes.
So, like,
see how good
so
you are.
That's a big deal. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I really do think you might want to look into this, because I think you'd be absolutely fantastic at doing something in this field. Just feeling you, we're not even sitting in the room. There's something about you that makes people comfortable with you. Okay. And I'm sure I'm not the first person that's told you this, okay? but you have an energy that, so if you're just like in the room with somebody, they would just be willing to open up to you. So I'm sure you've had this happen to you, like where you're just walking in the grocery store or something and someone pours out their life story to you without you like even knowing anything. You know what I mean? Or just meeting them.
Yeah.
That's your energy, Julie, okay? So that is why it's going to be pushing you forward, okay? let me see here. It's funny, that's your energy. We're going to talk about what that means here in about 5 minutes.
the theme has already begun, right?
the theme is already here. Okay. let me see here. Yeah, so... okay, yeah. I actually see you. This is interesting. They said you're going to be packing a bag and going. So I see, like, packing, like, what looks to be, I believe, is a travel bag, and you're moving to a different place. So this means a couple different things here. So what this means is that you may be moving before the house actually sells, okay? Or possibly getting out of the place before it's sold. Is that something that you're planning on doing? Because it's,
well,
it's
right
something...
now. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry. Let me just shut up and let you finish.
But there is something about this. I see a travel bag, and like you're moving somewhere for like a bit, or like I think it's a new place or something that. Before the house sells.
Okay. Well, I do actually want to move to a different area. I live kind of in the middle of Florida in the Disney area, and I want to move closer to the water on the Gulf Coast side. And I've been temporarily living with my mom. So, officially,
so
I don't have to sell a house, but it is a different area. So you're right there.
So that's the suitcase. Okay. So because I see you, like, temporarily relocated. So, I do think that that's going to be okay. So when I see a flat line, that's my symbol that things are going to be all right. So it's not going to be great. It's not going to be horrible. But it's just going to be, you know what I mean? It's just like a straight line. so let me see here. Let me see. Oh, my goodness. And your mom is, I love your mom, too. She's got good energy. So let me see here. Because I believe that your mother is actually, let me see here. There is a sense of pride with your mother here, okay? Do you understand this about your mom?
Yeah.
Because there's a sense of being proud. I believe it's of you. Like that you were able to do this for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Julia, a lot's going on in your life, okay? So, you know, not every parent is supportive of their child when they're going through a divorce, okay? So I'm just letting you know, I get lots of clients who say their parents chose the other spouse over them. But no, not your mother. Your mom is very proud. I see you having a good place. Things are going all right. Let me see here. It's don't lose your attitude, because that's what's going to be keeping you going. All right. So and I don't think you will, but just be mindful of that, because I really think it's your attitude that's really going to get you going into where you need to go. Okay. But yeah, no, I'm just so excited for you. Oh my gosh, that's so much. But like, so like, it's exciting. It's like there's so many doors now, you know? I mean, that's really, really cool that you have that. So let me see here. Okay, now you don't have to talk about this. Well, no one knows who you are. so I'm sorry.
A mystery woman.
It's time to Julie's in Florida. Now, I have no idea what this means, and feel free to send me an email after the show to let me know. There is a connection, some amount of money. I believe it's $2,000 or $3,000, but I don't know what that money means. I don't know if that's how much you have saved or if you're coming into that amount of money. But for some reason, they're telling me that there's a couple grand coming up for some reason. I don't know what the couple grand is. I don't know what that means, but it's like a couple thousand. I have no idea why. But there's something about this money. So I don't know how you're coming into it or what, but be aware of this, okay?
Well, that would certainly make a nice present, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yay.
Well,
I
it's like
party on this
three.
Kind of money.
No, I don't know why it's coming in. I have no idea, but I really think it's about $2,000 to $3,000. I mean, that's some good pocket change, you know. These days, it's really not that much money. But,
yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know why. Be aware that remember that I said this because I don't know why, but for some reason, that's coming up. So, yeah. So, give me some good news today, Julie. That's
excellent. Woohoo! Who doesn't want money coming in?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I hear you. No, I wish I had some money coming in. But yeah, so, well, no, Julie, you're obviously taking control of your life. You're moving forward. I'm so excited for you. So, yeah, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for tuning in today.
Well, thank you. This has been wonderful. What an excellent way to have, your day start out. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Julie, and best of luck to you, too, and enjoy your sunny day in Florida.
Thank you so much.
All right,
and
take
happy
care.
Happy birthday to your family. All right.
I'll let them know. I'll say Julie from Florida.
Okay. Sharon, our Virgo birthday, so there we go.
All right. You take care, Julie. Nice talking with you.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a great lady. Oh, my gosh, she's so great. Yeah, I have no idea where that $2,000 or $3,000 comes in, but... I mean, listen, I don't just say stuff. I actually saw 2 to 3 and there's a K after it, which means it's going to be grand. So that's kind of exciting. let me see here. So so what do I mean by energy? So Julie obviously has very positive energy. Okay. So, but what does that really mean? You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? So I took the liberty of whipping out some of my old class material that I made when I taught a class on energy about like 4 or 5 years ago. So I've been teaching classes since I was 19, you guys. Okay, so I'm 23 now, so it feels like I've been in this career forever. So I'm looking at this right in front of me. I wish you guys could see it. It's a big green poster, and it says, "What is energy?" So what I hinted on before is that we don't really know. The bottom line is we don't know exactly what energy is. Okay, so scientists, researchers, whatever, the top dogs, ones that are doing way more in complicated research than I am, just don't know. And I think there's a sense of humbleness there. You know what I mean? Because it's almost like, do you really want to know? Or are you okay with not knowing? You know what I mean? And I'm okay with not knowing. I mean... me. I'm not going to lie. So I can live my life without knowing everything there is to know. But yeah, but everyone whip out your pens now. Okay. And get like a piece of paper here because I'm going to tell you the actual definition that I found of energy. And the closest definition we have is this, that energy is an indirectly observed quantity, which comes in many forms. So what the hell does that mean? An indirectly observed quantity which comes in many forms. It's like a shape-shifting thing that's just like a blob in space somewhere, you know. So indirectly, so we can't see it, right? It's not like my coffee mug that's sitting right in front of me. I can tell you that it's a snowman coffee mug because it's one of the last big mugs that are still clean upstairs in the cabinet. But I can directly see the mug. I'm holding it in my hand. I can, I'm picking it up right now. So that's something I can directly see. What that means is that we can't actually hold up a lens to look at energy. So if you have it in a petri dish under a microscope, you're not going to be able to say, oh, do you see that there? That's energy. No, there's not an amoeba or something on the petri dish moving around, waving its little arms, saying it's energy. You know, it's something that you see. Well, you can't really see it, but it's something that you can observe, right? So you can see that there's a phenomenon happening when other physical things are happening. So it's kind of like not a side effect, but like a side, something that's observed to like the side. It's not right there, but it's something that's kind of like behind the surface that you can see the phenomenon happening, but you can't exactly see it like with your own eyes. You know what I mean? It's something like behind the surface. It's something that's going on behind. It would be like if you threw a stone in the water. Like you can see the stone, but you can't see the effect that the stone is having underneath the surface of the water, right? Because you can't have like freaking like, I don't know, like laser vision or something that can see through the water. But you know that the stone is having an impact underneath the surface of the water, right? That's what we mean here. So this is like scientist Dustin coming out today. So everybody get your notes and pens and everything. But yeah, so it really stems from we've all heard the Big Bang. Okay, so I'm not going to have a big debate here because I know that there are creationists. And I think God did pave a way for the world to be. But this isn't a debate. I'm not going to start a big debate here. But the bottom line is this, and I think we can all agree on this, that all mass is energy, okay? So what that means is that everything that was created, everything there is energy, right? I mean, when you break it down. So we are energy. I just flipped my throw over and it says at the very top, we are energy. Okay, so what does that mean if everything was created with energy, right? So if like the Big Bang or whatever, if you do believe in the Big Bang, all mass is energy. What does that mean? That means everything there is energy. Okay, so our thoughts, our actions, everything that we are then is energy, right? So, because if everything was created and the mass or energy in the universe is energy, and we're that mass, and we have thoughts, right? And we can do things, we can have actions, we have behaviors, all that is energy then, because it's stemming from the mass, right, in our thoughts and everything. So when people say, you know, thoughts are energy, I've never been to a lecture where someone spelled it out for me like this, okay? And I had to do this on my own at 19, all right? So, yeah, I'm a pretty smart kid. And no one explained it to me like this, you know? I was just like, well, okay, so I can roll with thoughts or energy, but, like, how did we get there? And this is how we get there. If we have something that in its entity is energy, anything that thing does is going to produce or expend that energy, right? And that's what that means here. So we can kind of, like, draw up a diagram. If X is Y, then Y means this, right? So that's what that means. If you know, energy is somebody, then what that somebody does is also energy, right? So that's X equals Y, Y is whatever. I didn't put that anywhere. But what would make it sound even more scientific when you have letters making something? And anyway, so yeah, that's what that means. That's what I mean by energy. So what does that mean then for what I do and what many other people do? Thank God I'm not the only medium out there. Good Lord, that would be terrible. I couldn't handle that kind of responsibility, let's be honest. I enjoy my little place here in Elkhart, away from people. I love people, but let's be honest, we all need that space, right? So if we're connecting the people and they're bringing up things that are happening, memories that they have, things that they did, that means that there's still energy there. Does that make sense? Because if the thoughts are still there and we're able to link with those thoughts, then while the physical energy is gone. So, like, let's say someone was cremated, you know, it was literally, like, burned, okay, and released into the air. Their thoughts, their memories, their personality is still there. And that's also energy, you know? So they're still in existence in some way, right? So spirits are some people that have passed, right? I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, I don't feel like I'm going on too much of a limb here. Now, you don't have to believe me, right? I mean, you could just say, oh, no, he's taking it in a whole different direction. But this is the way that makes sense to me in my mind, right, to be able to rationalize this. And we know from, I can't remember who this is. Was it Newton? Good God. I should Google this. This is bad. I can't remember who said this. That mass is neither created. Yeah. Mass is neither created nor destroyed. I can't remember. Was that, if that was Newton or not? Good God. This is bad. This is why I didn't pass chemistry, everybody. But anyway, that means that somehow, if we take this a step further, okay, that means that somehow everybody that there is, there was a plan for them, right? If mass was neither created nor destroyed, people are thoughts, and we still think about them, or their energies are still being able to be connected to. Somehow they're still existing, right? But they were kind of always there. And that's something that's totally mind-blowing, right? I mean, I'm not about to go into deep philosophical thought here, okay? But I'm just going to throw that tidbit out here. but if anybody studies quantum physics, you'll find that these questions and the truths that we have are more mind-boggling than, like, fiction. Because there is stuff there saying that particles can just pop up somewhere, and then they just pop up somewhere else, and it's just totally fine, right? I mean, these particles or energy or whatever molecules are just having a heyday, and they're just popping up all over the place, right? But, I mean, that kind of maybe how spirits move, right? I mean, we've seen some of us, I'm not going to say all of us, believe that orbs may be spirits manifesting themselves, like, on camera. Because the argument is that orbs, because they're circular, is an easier way to move, okay, like through energy. So to have that form of a circle. I don't know much about that. Okay, listen, I'm a counseling student. I'm not a physicist. But that's the argument that I've heard. Okay, so a lot of stuff to think about, right? But that's like the bottom line. So if all energy is mass, we're mass, and we have thoughts and we have actions, those thoughts and actions then are energy, because we're energy. And then that energy somehow stays because we can still connect to those people. But what that means, if we can connect to those people, if mass is neither created nor destroyed, or those thoughts or whatever you want to say energy is, it means that somehow those people kind of always were, or they were at least always a thought. That may be the phrase, we were always a thought in God's mind. I think I've heard some Christian people say that before. Who knows? Maybe that's actually true. I don't know. I can't tell you. But yeah, some things to think about. But yeah, so I kind of want to get some feedback from somebody about what they think about this, because I know it's a lot. So let's see what's somebody that's here. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hello, hello.
Hi, who am I on the phone with and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from New York and my name is Anna.
Okay, hi Anna. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. So, what do you think about all of this energy talk business?
What do I think? I think that you're onto something.
Oh, okay. So, I'm not just making crap up. You think it's actually like there could be something behind this?
Well, I was thinking like on the lines, well, you were talking on the lines of like dead people and how they're still here and we don't know. But I believe we are all energy anyway, so that's not new to me.
Okay, but what do you think about, since I've got you on the line here, what do you think about that kind of like the explanation, though? Like of if like we're energy and the things we do or we think then are energy because they're extensions of us, that kind of means that it's always been there because the energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's kind of just always been. So like what do you think about that?
I think that's amazing that we're actually, I think that's true because we're not separate. We're all one, so it makes kind of sense in those lines.
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking, because if you read my Facebook, it's my quote says, the world is one, we are all one. That's like the thing I have. But yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, because if we're all... Yeah. No, that Anna, I think you're on to something here. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I guess. It works out then.
Yeah, no, I think that's really great. I think that's really good insight. You know, you kind of summed it up in one quote. You know, we are one. So,
that's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, right,
that's a huge big statement, you know, we've always been and we always will be. So whatever that means, right? How can we understand actually with our minds so super limited?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I'm like getting like goosebumps right now while I'm talking to you because I think that's just so powerful. You know, how can we understand? Because, you know, you'll have these, you know, researchers and scientists saying we don't exactly know what it is. And I don't think we ever will. You know, there's a difference between knowing and understanding, right? So you can know something, right? Oh, yeah, energy is here. Well, but
I think when we're in that unity state, we can understand it better, or we know. But when we're just living this day-to-day life, we just can't. So we're multidimensional anyway, so it's okay that we don't understand or know on every level, you know, of existence.
I love your statement. It's okay. It's like when you sit someone down and you explain, and they're like mind blown, they're like freaking out, and you're just, it's okay, you know, it's fine if we don't know.
You don't understand and you think it's crazy, it's okay, you don't have to, because then you know what level that person is growing at, and it's really difficult for them, you know, because they just are so afraid of more.
Yeah. No, I think you're totally right here. All right, well, Anna, I'm so appreciative of your thoughts here.
Can I ask a question, too, or is that it?
Yeah, I was about to give you a reading here. The way that I work is I don't really like people to... I don't really like people to ask me questions. I like to just open up and see what happens, because that's a better way that I work. I'm very...
Okay, I respect that, of course. Yeah, That works for me, too.
All right. Well, give me a second here to connect, and then we'll see what's going on, Anna, okay? All right. Let me see here. Okay, let me see here. All right, so there's a few things happening with you. Let me see here. So the first thing is kind of funny because it's like very energy related. So I actually feel very I'm trying to explain this. There's very heart centered energy with you, okay? It's a spiritual type. So I almost wonder if you're doing like yoga or something. Is that like something you do? It's like the yoga? Or
I'm not in yoga, but I do like the meditation aspect.
Okay, like meditation or something. Okay, that would be like something heart, like spiritual, heart-centered thing. And they're saying that you're allowing more space in your life. Do you understand this? So.
More.
Yeah, like what I mean by space. How do I explain this? It's like it's more like flowy. Like you're getting like the crud and stuff, like literally like kind of like off to the side, and it's like more like space, like flowy stuff happening here. Let me see here. There's also, this is interesting, there's talk here of you, I think it's like promoting something, so I don't know if it's like a business or what you're doing, but it's like I think networking is involved, and it's like promoting or like spreading the word about, I don't know if it's a business or something, but it's like something. You're like promoting or networking something or some event or something. Like what's happening with this? What is that?
No,
what is that coming?
Well, I think I have a friend that's kind of promoting me to another person for work.
Okay.
And so maybe that's what you're seeing. I think it's kind of related, sounds like, promoting.
Yes, no, that would make sense here because it's like promoting or something with like business, which would be like work. And it's like a networking thing, so that makes sense then if your friend is getting you the job. So I actually see it working out. So I actually see an up.
Are
you there?
So. Yes, I am. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I really think that
Sounds good.
Okay, yeah. No, I see that working out. So you're like doing like spiritual, like energy meditation stuff. The work you're getting like there's promoting or something. Let me see here. There's oh, what else is happening here? not sure where this comes in. There's also something here. I feel like you're going to laugh at me, but like I feel like it's important. There's something here about relaxing, but I think it's like with like an animal. So I'm not sure where this comes from. Do you have like a dog or something? Or, like,
yeah, I have a dog. I have a dog, and we do the relaxing together.
Okay, because I think you're going to have more time to do this, okay? So I actually see you, like, making more time for yourself, like, being able to, like, just plug in, be, like, with the flow, like, with your meditation and things. The work is, like, obviously going to be working out here. Let me see here. And, yeah, I see you just, like, being all right. So, yeah, you and Julie both got really good messages today. So,
do you see what kind of work it is or anything about the work or the pay?
Well, let me see. I know that you're going to be, that makes sense. Like, I'm pretty sure you're going to get that job or being offered the job. Let me see. It's something I believe that involves a lot of talking. So will you be talking in the job or something? Because I think it's like talking.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I almost feel like it's like HR, like human resources or something. It's like an HR type role or something. So I'm not quite sure what it is, but like,
okay,
are you there?
Then just... Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know what was happening. I'm sorry, Anna, what did you say? You're going in where?
No, I said maybe my voice is going in and out, but I'll just stay in one place now. Yeah, it may have to do with, lots of people and stuff, working with lots of people.
Okay, it's something almost similar, I would say, to HR, like dealing with, like, the people. Like, exactly what you're saying, lots of talking, lots of something with people, directing them or something, or working with them, something like this. I'm pretty sure I'm in that job, so I think that you're going to be getting this, I believe, or being offered it at least. I mean, it's your job, obviously. It's your decision to take it or leave it. But I feel pretty positive about it.
Yeah, very nice, thank you. And do you see anything around Matthew for me?
Let's see here. I'm not sure who this Matthew is, but I can tell you this. My head is feeling some pressure here, so that usually means that there is some anxiety or some stress happening with him. Okay. So I don't know how much you know about this Matthew, but there is something here about some stress or anxiety, I believe, that he's dealing with.
Yeah, he's trying to put his life together, and he's having a very hard time.
Okay,
and
well, he is.
Because
there is some anxiety.
Yeah. He needs to get help, and all right.
Well, give me a second here. Let me see if I can get anything else on him.
Okay.
They're saying he needs to make some type of list. I don't know what this list means, but like something about like, I don't know if it's things he has to do or things that he wants to get organized. Tell him to make some type of list. I don't know if like, you know him obviously more than I do. So I don't know if that's, if he thinks better with lists or if that will help him, but try to push him to do some type of list. To, like, write stuff down.
Okay.
Because I think that will help him a lot here. But, Anna, I do have to let you go here. We're headed towards the last few minutes of the show, and I have to wrap up.
It was a lot of fun today talking to you, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on energy. And
Loved it.
Yeah, take care so much, and I hope you tune in next week.
You, me too. Me too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you. Bye. Oh, my gosh, what great ladies. Julie and Anna. Where were they from again? I know Sunny Floor. Oh, New York, I believe. Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's crazy. I can't believe I have listeners from, like, Canada, Seattle, like, freaking California, Florida, New York. It's just crazy to me. Like, especially when I do readings over the phone, and then, like, I have to ask for an address to mail out the recording. And they'll be, like, telling me crazy places I've never heard of before in my life. Like, I've heard people that have been in towns where there's only one stoplight. Like, I remember a client telling me they lived in a place where there was one stoplight in their town. I'm like, what? And then I have clients living in, like, Los Angeles, you know. It's just, like, it's crazy. So crazy. But awesome. It's very rewarding. So I just want to thank all you listeners for tuning in today. It was really a great privilege to be able to do this show. I hope it was thought-provoking. I hope you really got to learn some stuff. So my readings today were mostly psychic, you know, what's going on in people's lives. But I do let you know most of my readings that I do are mediumistic, actually. So I mostly practice as a medium. Oh, so energy is a really cool, fascinating topic. We obviously have lots more to learn, And that's okay. I really liked what Anna said. She said, it's okay, you know, live in the mystery, right? I mean, it's fine. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. I think it's true. It is a mystery, but we just keep moving forward because that's all any of us can do, you know? So I think it's just great. So yeah, I just want to let you guys know, if you do want to book a private appointment or reading, you can do so on my website, www.dustinlivers.com. You can follow me on Twitter, which is Dust, the number 10, Medium. You can follow me on Instagram. My name is just Dustin Livers, D-U-S-T-E-N, as in the number 10, Livers, L-Y-V, as in victory. That's what my mom always says, E-R-S. She's always like, we say V as in victory, because everyone else says Victor. I'm like, okay, Mom, I'll carry on the tradition. That's literally what she says. But anyway, so yeah, follow me online. If you go to my Facebook, you'll be able to see all my events that I'm doing. I promise I'm going to be updating my website here. Lots of people are going on there and they're saying, these events are all old. Like, where are your new events? And I have to always tell them, did you read the line at the very bottom that says click on here to see what other events I'm doing? And, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay. I'm just going to get rid of all the old events on my page and just get, like, a big one that says for events, click on Facebook. And then just have a link there, and you can just see everything I'm doing. I have events coming up this month in October. The month of December, I'm usually gone. I take a long vacation. I'm so excited. We're going to the Bahamas. I'm just ready for this. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so, tune in on there to see all the events. If anyone's actually interested in, learning more, I do actually teach private classes, on lots of different, topics. So, you know, I've been in the field for about how many years? 4 years now since, but I've been doing energy work since I was about, late 15, early 16. So since I was a teenager, but yeah, so, feel free to do that. And I will be on Blog Talk next week, Friday at 10 a.m. So once again, I'm loving having Friday nights open. I'm not so much a partier like I used to be. Otherwise, I'd be going out to like clubs and bars. But it's nice to just be able to chill and have my Friday nights. So yeah, thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. And hopefully you will tune in next week and maybe get a reading and learn something new. Thank you. Bye.